my friends are on the basketball team, but I don't like basketball. How can I hang out with them?
If you find something that you're good at, maybe they'll want to join you. Hey, Zach here. Welcome to Keys for Kids. Today's story is a good one, especially if you've ever tried to join a team just to fit in with your friends. The dad from our story has some good advice for you in a minute. But right now, let's listen to our Bible verse for today. It's Romans 12, verses 4, 5, and 6. It says, "Each one of us has one body, and that body has many parts. These parts don't all do the same thing. In the same way, we are many people, but in Christ we are all one body. We are the parts of that body, and each part belongs to all the others." And now our story, it's called Basketball Blues. Kyler yanked the door open, bounded into the house, and fell dramatically into an overstuffed chair in the living room. Dad's mouth twitched as he watched his son from the corner of his eye. "So, Kyler, how was your day?" "Fine," muttered Kyler as he stared out the window. Dad shut his laptop and put it aside. "Wanna talk?" Kyler opened his mouth as if to speak, but then closed it, changing his mind. A moment later, he sighed. "I didn't make the basketball team," he said. "I didn't know you were trying out for the team," said Dad. "I didn't think you liked playing basketball." "I don't, really, but..." Kyler shrugged. "All my friends are on the team." "I see," said Dad, reaching over to pick up a sculpture of a bird. He looked thoughtful as he turned it around in his hands. "So will your friends like you less if you're not on the team?" "No, but I want to fit in with them and spend time with them," said Kyler. "I know, but you can still spend time with your friends doing other things," said Dad. "And you can show support and interest in what they're doing by rooting for them at basketball games. You don't have to be on the team yourself to do that. Then you'll be able to concentrate on learning to do something you really enjoy." "Like what?" asked Kyler. Then he noticed the sculpture his dad was holding. "You mean like art stuff? I made that bird in art class last year." "Well, it seems God didn't give you an interest in being a great basketball player," said Dad, "but he did give you a gift for art, and you enjoy it." "Yeah," replied Kyler. He took the bird and examined it closely. "You know, Dad, maybe I'll sign up for an art class next year."
"What about your friends?" asked Dad.
Kyler shrugged. "Maybe I'll carve a basketball for them." So how about you? Do you try to fit in with your friends, even if it means doing things you really don't care for? God has given you special talents of your own. Are you good at writing or gardening, singing, babysitting? Don't try to be what other people are if it's not right for you. Be honest with yourself. Whatever your talent is, find it and use it for God's glory. Our key verse today is 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. And our key thought today, develop your talent. You know, if you want to listen to more Keys for Kids, you can always download the Keys for Kids smartphone app. You'll hear the devotion for that day, and you can even read it along with me, too. Plus, you'll be able to check out other cool things from Keys for Kids, like our internet radio station that's made just for you called Keys for Kids Radio. The app also comes with a free account to the Keys for Kids website at keysforkids.org, where you'll have lots of fun listening to episodes of Red Rock Mysteries, Down Gilead Lane, and Children's Bible Hour. There's a bunch of cool stuff on the app, so look for it today. Just make sure to ask for your parents' permission first, and if they say it's okay, go to the App Store and search Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.